This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading-related question on your mind and you have never asked one before, and you have already consumed all the material, what you do is you have about 3 weeks left to do this. You go to nononsenseforex.com/askVP, fill out the form, and I will get back to you typically within 48 hours. And if you would, traders, please do me a favor and keep Twitter question-free. Can we just have one place where I don't get inundated with questions? That'd be really cool. I think Twitter's a good place to do that. I will never answer a question that somebody gives me on Twitter because there are proper channels to do that through. I would really just love to keep Twitter very clean and informative above anything else. But follow me on Twitter. I put my link down below on every podcast I do on the show notes and on YouTube. But if you have a question for me, you know where to go and where not to go. So one thing we haven't done on this show in a while is a country shout out. And there is a country that has cracked the top 10 recently. And I used to look at my podcast player metrics, but I realized too that in a lot of countries in the world, podcasts just aren't a thing. So I go by YouTube, and just by looking at pure views in the last 2 months, there has been a country that has not cracked the top 10 ever, but now they are officially there. And I think it's about time we gave them some love. So we here at the Forex Q&A podcast would like to recognize and give a country shout out to Tagalog Nation, Visaya Nation, Pinoy Nation. Get it, Philippines. Let me tell you something about living in Vegas. One of the most wonderful benefits I'm going to take with me when I finally leave this town is all of the wonderful Mexicans and Filipino people that I would have never had the chance to meet otherwise. The guys are hilarious, the women are hot. I mean, imagine Asian girls with curves. Yeah. These people will enhance your life at every turn, and it's great to finally have such an awesome country and awesome people settle into our top 10. And if anybody out there is wondering who the top 5 are, the top 5 are pretty much going to be the same throughout every Forex trading channel because they're just the most crazy about Forex trading. So you have the United States, UK, South Africa, Canada, and Australia. And of course, the podcast salutes you as well, but you guys already know your top dogs. It is the Forex Q&A podcast, and episode 48's question is from a country that hasn't even cracked the top 20. Step up, Brazil. Come on. I mean, who doesn't want more Brazilians at the party? We all do. Come on. But this week we have Renato from Natal, Brazil. And, I guess if he's Brazilian, it would be Renato. So Renato asks, I've noticed in backtesting that certain currency pairs perform a lot better than others do. Do you think it would benefit me to take those currency pairs that underperform and go back and change the settings on my algorithm to see if they perform better? Okay, so this is a really good question. It's a question I've gotten a lot lately, and it's a question I've really never gotten before these last probably, 4 or 5 weeks. And this is really good. I'm so happy to see this because this question is a byproduct of you guys doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing right now. And it's a question that I ran into and I had to ask myself at one point. So I have some experience here. But in the end, understand that with a question like this, experience is all I can really bring to the table here. A lot of times, I'll have a pretty hardcore answer, and I can do my best to validate it and justify it and give you examples and logic and some kind of proof. With this question, there really is no right answer. I can just tell you what my experience has shown me. Now, this certainly won't stop me from having an opinion on things. Oh, no. But it just won't be rooted in the same things that most questions are. So yeah, if you're going to actually track your results currency pair by currency pair, which you should be doing, you're going to find out that certain pairs absolutely outperform others. You might find currency pairs that are actually giving you negative results over time and cutting into your bottom line. So what do you do about this? So if you go all the way back to, I think I first said this in episode 4 of the podcast, where we talk about how many currency pairs should we trade. And I talked about the overall ridiculousness of people thinking that on the daily chart, on the daily time frame, that certain pairs have certain personalities that other pairs don't. They'll say, well, the pound dollar acts like this, but the Aussie yen acts like this. And my response always is, yes, they are acting this way right now. These things will change. Now, I know some of you are thinking right now, you're thinking, well, VP, you just got done telling us in a bunch of different videos how certain currency pairs are much more friendly to trend traders because they trend more often and they chop a lot less. Yes, that is the case. And there are other currencies, in particular, in my opinion, the euro dollar, that do this a lot less. And in the euro dollar video that I made a long time ago, we spoke about the reasons why. But then if you look at what the euro dollar did in 2017 and much of 2018, it trended really nicely. It was a good pair to be a part of. I couldn't imagine not participating in the gains I made on the euro dollar during that time. They overrode any losses I might have made before that. And then in 2019, it got all choppy and ridiculous again. The way these pairs move over time is going to change. And because I have tried this, and it just wasn't worth the effort and the time I'd put into it, sitting there and adjusting the settings to your algorithm just for a specific currency pair or pairs, because of the way they are moving right now, and maybe 1 or 2 or 3 years back, is not going to do you any favors, because the way this pair moves is just going to change anyway. And traders, I have tinkered with this. I really have. I was like, well, let's really try to optimize this thing, you know, depending on the pair I'm trading. You know, it's not like they all have their own personalities, but certain ones just trend better than others, and certain pairs just trend worse than others. So let me take the ones that trend worse and see if I can actually make my system more friendly to them. And in the end, it just served me better to keep everything consistent. A really great algorithm with really great optimized settings is an awesome thing on its own. A really great algorithm with really great settings that stay the way they are should and will work no matter what currency pair you are trading. If it struggles on certain pairs right now or throughout the backtesting period, just wait. There has not been a currency pair in recorded history that has just been a really shitty mover and just stayed that way. It's not a matter of you adjusting your system to it. It's going to adjust on its own. And if you have a really great system in place, you are going to be there to catch it when it does. Remember, traders, at the end of the day, most systems can catch trends. It's just a matter of where. The one thing our system does better than anything, or the one thing we really aim to have it do, is to cut down our losses. And a good system should do that. And if your system is doing this, it's just a matter of weathering the storm until it all comes back your way again. And you've seen it before, traders. It always will. And I think a lot of you need to take a step back and take more of a zoomed out approach to this. It's not a matter of certain currency pairs taking down your bottom line. What really matters at the end of the day is, what does the whole thing do? Losses are a part of Forex. Currency pairs that don't do great in your system overall are just a part of Forex. And if you have currency pairs that no matter what are just totally eating at your account over and over again, almost no matter what they do in the long term, and in extreme situations, extreme and unusual situations, the best thing to do in this situation is not sit there and worry about tweaking your system to adhere to these pairs. The best thing to do, if this is really happening, is just eliminate those pairs from your trading altogether. Now, this is assuming that you have gone back 4 or 5 years of backtesting, and this just continues to be the case all the time with these pairs year after year. Anything short of that, it's just a matter of you waiting and allowing these pairs to correct course. But if this is a constant thing that just does not get better, then the only logical, smart thing to do in this situation is just to stop trading those pairs. Cut them off. If you run a business and you have an employee that is consistently stealing from you and has done it for the last 4 or 5 years, well then, good Lord, what are you doing? Get rid of them. It's okay after a certain period of time to admit that certain situations are just beyond repair. Now, I will say that 9 out of 10 times, it's just a matter of you being patient and letting things come back around. But on those rare occurrences where it just never, ever gets good, don't sit there and try to make it good. You have 28 currency pairs to trade. If you're trading 25 or 26, you're fine. And if you got rid of the one or two that just consistently kill you, well, then you're more than fine. But just make sure that this is the case. If you haven't gone that far in your back testing, or if this is happening in the forward testing phase, you just need to be patient. And I will show examples of this in the blog. If you want to go to the blog for this episode after this and go test your Forex knowledge, I'll have something there for you. But my overall answer is to do nothing unless you have found out that over a very long period of time that it's just better off to cut bait and run with certain currency pairs. And I will say one more thing before I let this whole question go. If you are going to cut bait with some of these currency pairs, do yourself a favor and wait until you have actually forward tested them first. Now, why do I say that? Well, if you remember when I talked about forward testing exposes mistakes you made in back testing. Now, what are the chances that a currency pair that just kills you all the time in backtesting is all of a sudden going to be good in forward testing? Not great, but you should give it one final chance. Have these pairs on your final cut list. Give it a good 6 months in forward testing, and if they still don't do you right, well, then you know what your next step is. But I would say for just about all of you out there, keeping everything consistent across the board is always your best move. A great system is a great system. And if you sit there and try to needle pick and micromanage something that's already great, the chances of making it worse go way up and the chances of making it better actually go way down. If you have a great system, as always, leave it alone and let it do its job. Traders, if you have time and you haven't done it yet, go to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. NoNonsenseForex.com is Mission Central and will be the place to go for anything you need to catch up on. And stay tuned for the trading video on Thursday. I do not know what it's going to be yet. Might be a Dirty Dozen video. We have not upset all the oversensitive traders out there in a while. But it might be something else. I don't know. That's what makes this fun for me, too. But remember, traders, a great system does not even exist unless you put in the time and effort to make it one. I have given you the pieces. Now go forth and go get it.